Here now, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, good to see you tonight.
Oh, good evening.
What do you make of that latest report?
I don't know that the Justice Department has what the Intelligence Committee of the House is looking for, because sources have told Fox that if then Mr. Donald Trump, the president-elect, was surveilled as he says he was, both during the campaign, Mr., and after he was elected president-elect, it was done by a foreign intelligence entity from a foreign country, an ally of ours, the British Foreign Intelligence Service, known as GCHQ, the initials for that entity. And that entity was able then to bypass the NSA, the CIA, the DNI, and the DOJ, the entities in the United States that would have jurisdiction over it.
So you're suggesting that President Obama went beyond our own intelligence agencies and, through British surveillance, received transcripts of phone conversations that the Trump campaign was having?
This is what sources in the intelligence community have told Fox. Now, just to give a little background here, the NSA has 24/7, 365 access to all the computer servers and telecom server computers in the United States.
Metadata.
Correct. They can actually download into digital form the conversations and the texts. They don't have time to read all that, but they have access to it. Guess what foreign entity has access to the NSA database? This British spying entity, GCHQ. So they could have obtained this information, sources tell us, translated the raw data into actual transcripts and shared it with someone in the West Wing. It probably wouldn't have been with the president personally, because he wouldn't want anybody to be able to say that I met with a British spy in the White House, but it would have gone through someone in the White House.
But you say that he wouldn't require a FISA order. He wouldn't need that.
Correct.
As president, he could get that directly. He could just call up our intelligence agencies and say, I'd like to see that phone conversation.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. There's a paragraph in the FISA statute which says, notwithstanding anything in this law or any other law, the president of the United States may order surveillance on any person in the United States.
And they have to be a perceived security threat, I would imagine.
Yes, but he doesn't need to persuade anyone of that other than himself. Now,
there's no evidence that is what happened.
Correct. Because according to
just
sources,
that the ability would be there for that.
The ability is absolutely there. But according to the sources with whom Fox has spoken, that is not what happened. Because for him to do that, there would be a record of his ordering the NSA to cough up these transcripts. By going through foreign entities, and the foreign entities, there probably was another foreign entity besides the GCHQ, between the White House and the GCHQ. By going through that route, then all these people whose faces were on the screen, Jim Comey, Sally Yates, who was running the DOJ at that time,
who had the Flynn transcripts.
Correct. Jack Brennan was running the CIA. Admiral Rogers running the NSA. They could all plausibly and legally and truthfully say, we had nothing to do with it.
That's a lot. We will see. Interesting stuff. Thank you very much, Judge.
You're welcome.
Good to see you, as always.
Likewise.